It's Monday, March 23rd. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Indiana will conduct a public hearing of five investor-owned utilities companies this week, marking the first step of its investigation into bill transparency and rising energy costs. Former Republican Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard recently announced plans to run for Indiana Secretary of State. And the city of Fort Wayne continues to focus on community-forward organizations in its second round of grants from the Federal Opioid Settlement Funds. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Indiana will conduct a public hearing of five investor-owned utilities companies Tuesday. It marks the first step of its investigation into bill transparency and rising energy costs. The Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission will lead the day-long hearing. The state's Office of the Utility Consumer Counselor, which represents residential, commercial, and industrial utility customers, will also be present. During the hearing, a representative from each utility company will give a presentation and then answer questions. AES Indiana will present first, followed by Duke Energy Indiana, Northern Indiana Public Service Company, or NIPSCO, Indiana Michigan Power, and last, CenterPoint Energy Indiana. The state intends to gather information from the utility companies, and the commission will not hear public comments. The second phase of the IURC's investigation will consist of community listening sessions planned across the state. At these, the IURC invites the public to give comments about utility bills and costs. Next week's hearing is set for Tuesday, March 24th, starting at 9:45 a.m. at the PNC Center in Indianapolis. It is open to the public, but space will be limited. It will be live streamed on YouTube. Former Republican Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard recently announced plans to run for Indiana Secretary of State. While he plans to run as an independent, he will also run under the banner of a newly named Lincoln Party in November. Laura Merrifield Wilson is an associate professor of political science at the University of Indianapolis. She says, win or lose, Ballard's running under the Lincoln Party label offers a rethinking of what Indiana political parties could be.
I think even if he were to lose in this race, but you see a number of voters that support his candidacy, that in and of itself would be a victory.
Wilson says this race, especially Ballard's run, will offer some sort of indicators for the direction Indiana politics could head in the future.
There are likely many prospective candidates out there that do genuinely identify as independent and don't see a path forward for victory to serve in public office if they have to pick one party or another.
In order to run as the Lincoln Party nominee, Greg Ballard still needs to gather 37,000 signatures to appear on the ballot in November. He would then face the Republican, Democrat, and Libertarian candidates on Election Day. The city of Fort Wayne continues to focus on community-forward organizations in its second round of grants from the Federal Opioid Settlement Funds. The awardees were announced Thursday, and most of them focused on the intersections between substance use and healthcare and homelessness, as well as expanding peer support. During the first round of funding, the city gave just over $1 million to 12 organizations. This time, 12 more organizations will be splitting just over $470,000, with all the grants at or under $50,000. Healthier Moms and Babies, Parkview Hospital, and A Mother's Hope all received grants for programs aimed at supporting pregnant and postpartum women impacted by opioid use disorder. The opioid settlement payments for the city are scheduled to run through 2038, with rounds of grant distribution every 6 months. Tax season is underway, and both tax professionals and filers are seeing big changes this year. WFIU's Eddie Stewart reports.
Several new provisions from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed last year go into effect this tax season. Complexities from the new law, combined with large IRS staff reductions, are leading to a hectic season for accountants. Elizabeth Rue with Personal Financial Services in Bloomington says while she hasn't seen any delays in refunds, she's expecting other difficulties for filers.
There'll be a lot more administrative headaches as notices go out that are not necessarily necessary, and then just trying to correct weird issues that happen.
Rue says that the big changes she's seeing for filers are no tax on tips, a new overtime deduction, an increased deduction for seniors, and a deduction on car interest payments. For WFIU News, I'm Eddie Stewart.
And now, with a look at the events of the week, here is managing editor of The Local, Kara Hackett.
Thanks, Brianna. This week, you can tour Indiana's largest vineyard and farm-to-bottle artisan distillery, courtesy of free behind-the-scenes tours at Country Heritage Winery and Backroads Distilling. Tours are available select times now through the end of March, and they include free tastings from an aging bourbon barrel or wine tank. There's also a premium distillers tour on Saturdays for $65 a person, and it includes a cocktail class and souvenir glass. You can also celebrate an early April Fool's Day at the History Center's Foolhardy History Contest on March 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. The contest is included in general admission, and it challenges the public to identify unusual or mysterious objects from the museum's 30,000-plus piece object collection in order to win prizes. That's a quick look at our top things to do this week. For a complete rundown of local news, culture, and events, become a free subscriber to The Local's weekly email news brief at thelocalfw.com. Back to you, Brianna.
More news in a moment.
My name is Jacqueline Goldsboro, a proud public media supporter and Fort Wayne community member. I turn to WBOI because it connects me to the world right outside my door. Whether it's local news that impacts my community, educational programs that keep me thinking, or music that I can't find anywhere else. WBOI is where I go to feel informed, inspired, and in tune. Join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. Governor Mike Braun plans to keep the foundation that helps fund travel and other expenses for the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. President Trump is attempting to ease rising fuel and fertilizer costs, causing uncertainty for Indiana farmers, by waiving a century-old shipping restriction. And the University of Notre Dame says families with incomes under $150,000 will pay zero tuition starting next school year. That's Who and What for Monday, March 23rd. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.